A new UN Sustainable Energy for All initiative was announced last week with the goal of doubling the global use of renewable energy and ensuring universal energy access by 2030. Co-chaired by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, the initiative includes global technology company Novozymes as a partner in the project to scale up the development and deployment of sustainable bioenergy solutions.
Today, if you look at renewable energy sources globally, I think we are around 15%. And I think it is a realistic goal to double that 2030. And it's not going to be biofuels, all of it. Biofuels will be part of it. There's other very important technologies being worked on. And if we put our efforts together and want to do this, it can be done. So I think it's realistic, but it's not going to come by itself.
Novozymes Executive Vice President for Business Development, Thomas Vitebek, says the company is involved in the initiative because they produce enzymes that have helped to both make first-generation ethanol production more efficient and to move toward commercial development of cellulosic advanced biofuels.
What we are adding is our experience in working with enzymes, with microbes, and being able to explain the sustainability of this particular technology. So that's the expertise we bring in, and then we learn from our partners what are the concerns, what's on their mind. For us to bring that expertise in and to bring our data into a partnership like this is the way forward as we see it.
More than 50 nations are involved in the initiative, and Vitebek says part of the goal is working with governments on programs such as the Renewable Fuel Standard in the United States to encourage development of sustainable bioenergy.
We would certainly hope to see that continues going forward. That's actually one of the reasons why we think it's important to join initiatives like this so that we can get clarity on regulatory aspects of this and we can get politicians to commit to mandates and targets for this type of energy, because we certainly believe that that is for the best of the planet's future.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.